Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Adani Football Friday, Austin City Limits Bechtold to my left. Man, we got a lot to talk about here. It's Patriots, Steelers, and even though it's not the profile of game that they often used to play, these two franchises, when they both had great quarterbacks, it's still a huge game. Donnie, this really does feel like a swing game early in the year, and it also feels like one for the Steelers that will linger if they lose. I mean, all you have to do in the NFL is be around 500 to be in the wild card race, and I feel like both these teams will be that. And, man, it could be a decisive game when we're sitting here on Adani Football Friday on December 28th. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I see the Patriots as a team that is a 9 or 10 win team. I think 10 at the most. That was a like sexy playoff pick for a lot of people this year because they are expecting now with Mike Vrabel, we're going to see that second year jump from Drake May. The Steelers, it's like clockwork. I mean, I just always feel with them until I see it with my own two eyes. They will always be in the mix at worst. Like I never really envision 5-12 or 6-11.
Right.
They won't let it happen.
And you're not envisioning that this year, I trust, right?
No.
Me neither. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Although if they lose this week, I may start to lean in that direction because that would be a really bad sign. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7 The Fan .com contesting page, the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Ray Fittipaldo coming up top of the hour. We're going to get to your calls right now on game predictions. That's where we started. I think Tomlin wins at least these kinds of games. He does. I got the Steelers 27-20. Donnie and Limits both have the Patriots. Sunny today with a high of Antonio Brown, 84, and a low of Jack Lambert, 58. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits, who do we have?
Well, Jay in Columbus is not feeling very well about this game. Are you, Jay?
Hey, Jay.
No, not at all. With no offensive line, no defensive line, and how many records does a Tomlin-led defense have to set? I mean, guys, that 3rd-and-19 last week, it looked like the team quit on 3rd-and-19 goal. I've never seen anything like that.
That's because nobody's ever seen anything like that because it never happened, Donnie. Nobody's ever run the ball for a touchdown on 3rd-and-goal from the freaking 19-yard line. What's going to happen this week? 3rd-and-goal from the 46 and they do a draw play for a touchdown?
It's going to get ugly. 34-13, Patriots. Drake May is way better in Fields than Darnold. Their defense is leading the league in sacks, and Broderick Jones is clueless. This team's clueless, and it sucks. We're going to 5-12.
There it is with the 5-12. 34-13? Is that what he just went with?
34-13, yes, and he hung up on himself.
That
mic drop.
That sounds like a score we would get in the Brady Belichick era.
Yeah.
Steelers go in, they get their ass kicked, they walk out of there with their tail between their legs. That would be a really bad look. That would be the point where I think it's really panic mode. I know it's only week 3 and I don't love using the like must win moniker for a game this early in the season or anything, but if they would go in there and lose that badly, I think we're hitting the panic button.
Next,
here is Seth in Elwood City.
What's up, Seth?
Hey guys. So I'm a Joe Starkey disciple here. I go around town telling everybody that the Steelers are mediocrity veiled in stability. I love the new one. Be careful when the Steelers and Mike Tomlin tell you how good they are. So I just can't get over, like, who the blank is Juan Thornhill? And when he tells us that our defense is going to be historic, you know that's him parroting Tomlin. And this has been going on so long. I wanted, do you remember back, I think it was this, the Killer Bees, maybe even the beginning of the Killer Bees, when they used to tell everybody in the interviews that when teams see the Steelers on the schedule, that they circle, you know, that this is their Super Bowl. And these were guys, I remember you guys pointing out, these guys haven't accomplished anything yet. So I just really wonder what goes on behind closed doors. We kind of know it because of the AB when he projected it to everybody, but I just think they're filled with arrogance and delusion. And I see the opposite of that in a Mike Vrabel team. I think that they're going to be detailed, prepared, and they'll probably beat us at the linebacker level in defensive and offensive line play.
Seth, do you get more annoyed when you hear somebody like Juan Thornhill say a big quote like that, or is it worse when Mike Tomlin says, yeah, this group will be historic?
That's a good question. I really view them as one and the same, but it's laughable when, like, Anthony Smith does it or Juan Thornhill does it. But see, those characters are just moving in. What my point today is that this is 10 or 15 years of, you could sub out the characters repeating Tomlin's message. When Tomlin does it, I mean, I just know how happy it makes. I heard he was, you know, he's so proud of this defense this year. So I like when Tomlin does it because we need more receipts. Maybe something the national media could actually play back and make him look like a fool. We need more of that.
I think he hit the nail on the head there, Joe, where it's like the characters are the guys you can change in and out. And yeah, when they say it, you kind of laugh at them, Anthony Smith, Juan Thornhill. But with Mike Tomlin, there's more meaning there.
Yeah, and it feels like when he's gone in that direction, things have come out really bad. Unleashing Hell in December, we'll play the Patriots again with the Tony Dungy interview. We have a great, just 3 years ago, he said our defense, I expect them to be great and dominant. They didn't make the playoffs that year. And now this year, history making. So that would be 0-4. All right, Donnie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.